No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the very first day of July. Welcome, everyone. This is exciting to be here in this space, and how in the world we got here, I'm not really sure. I guess we ate some food, we got some sleep, drank some water, put one foot in front of the other, kept breathing whether we realized it or not, and here we are, smack dab in the middle of the summer and halfway through this year, halfway through the journey of the Bible. It is hard to believe, but that is the truth. It is so good to have you here, and I am honored to be on this journey with you, and I am thrilled that the Bible is somehow, in some way, a part of your life, and in this space that we share together that is safe. I welcome each and every one of you, whether you believe or not, whether you're here for whatever reason, you are so welcome, and this is safe for you to bring your doubts, your questions, your issues with the Bible, your questions, your doubts, your issues with God. You will not be turned away. The Bible says, taste and see that He is good. And so I pray on this journey that you will taste, but regardless of why you're here, welcome on this first day of July. Today we begin the book of Obadiah, and then we're going to read some Psalms. So Obadiah is a brand new book. Let's read. We'll talk about it for a minute. We're going to read Obadiah chapter 1, and then we'll jump over to Psalm and read chapters 82 and 83. And this week, we are reading the New Living Translation, Obadiah chapter 1. This is the vision that the Sovereign Lord revealed to Obadiah concerning the land of Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord that an ambassador was sent to the nations to say, "Get ready, everyone. Let's assemble our enemies and attack Edom." The Lord says to Edom, "I will cut you down to size among the nations. You will be greatly despised. You have been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us way up here?" you ask boastfully. "But even if you soar as high as eagles and build your nest among the stars, I will bring you crashing down," says the Lord. "If thieves came at night and robbed you, what a disaster awaits you. They would not take everything. Those who harvest grapes always leave a few for the poor. But your enemies will wipe you out completely. Every nook and cranny of Edom will be searched and looted. Every treasure will be found and taken. All your allies will turn against you. They will help to chase you from your land. They will promise you peace while plotting to deceive and destroy you. Your trusted friends will set traps for you, and you won't even know about it. At that time, not a single wise person will be left in the whole land of Edom," says the Lord. "For on the mountains of Edom, I will destroy everyone who has understanding. The mightiest warriors of Teman will be terrified, and everyone on the mountains of Edom will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence you did to your close relatives in Israel, you will be filled with shame and destroyed forever. When they were invaded, you stood aloof, refusing to help them. Foreign invaders carried off their wealth and cast lots to divide up Jerusalem, but you acted like one of Israel's enemies. You should not have gloated when they exiled your relatives to distant lands. You should not have rejoiced when the people of Judah suffered such misfortune. You should not have spoken arrogantly in the terrible time of trouble. You should not have plundered the land of Israel when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have gloated over their destruction when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have seized their wealth when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads, killing those who tried to escape. You should not have captured the survivors and and handed them over in their terrible time of trouble. The day is near when I, the Lord, will judge all godless nations. As you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. All your evil deeds will fall back on your own heads. Just as you swallowed up my people on my holy mountain, so you and the surrounding nations will swallow the punishment I pour out on you. Yes, all you nations will drink and stagger and disappear from history. But Jerusalem will become a refuge for those who escape. It will be a holy place, and the people of Israel will come back to reclaim their inheritance. The people of Israel will be a raging fire, and Edom a field of dry stubble. The descendants of Joseph will be a flame roaring across the field, devouring everything. There will be no survivors in Edom. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then my people living in the Negev will occupy the mountains of Edom. Those living in the foothills of Judah will possess the Philistine plains and take over the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and the people of Benjamin will occupy the land of Gilead. The exiles of Israel will return to their land and to occupy the Phoenician coast as far north as Zarephath. The captives from Jerusalem, exiled in the north, will return home and resettle the towns of the Negev. Those who have been rescued will go up to Mount Zion and Jerusalem to rule over the mountains of Edom, and the Lord himself will be king. Psalm 82 and 83. God presides over heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on the heavenly beings. How long will you hand down unjust decisions by favoring the wicked? Give justice to the poor and the orphan. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness, while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are gods. You are all children of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence. Yes, this was their unanimous decision. They signed a treaty as allies against you. These Edomites and Ishmaelites, Moabites and Hagrites, Gebelites, Ammonites and Amalekites, and people from Philistia and Tyre. Assyria has joined them too, and is allied with the descendants of Lot. Do to them as you did to the Midianites, and as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Ender, and their decaying corpses fertilized the soil. Let their mighty nobles die as Oreb and Zeb did. Let all their princes die like Zeba and Zalmunna, for they say, let us seize for our own use these pasture lands of God. Oh my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as a fire burns a forest, and as a flame sets mountains ablaze. Chase them with your fierce storm. Terrify them with your tempest. Utterly disgrace them until they submit to your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Let them die in disgrace. Then they will learn that you alone are called the Lord, that you alone are the Most High, supreme over all the earth. Okay, so we started the book of Obadiah today, and we finished the book of Obadiah today. Obadiah is a prophet in the Old Testament, and he is speaking about the people of Edom. When an entire nation becomes so prideful and so arrogant, and and leads with such superiority that they are so high above everyone else that we see this here in Scripture. You have been deceived by your own pride because you live in a rock fortress and you make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us way up here, you ask boastfully? Well, God can. And God can crush. He can crush that pride. And we keep hearing about the heart, and we keep talking about the condition of the heart within the Kings, within the Proverbs, within Psalms, Ecclesiastes, the condition of the heart. Is our heart prideful? What happens when we get prideful? We get pretty confident, although a lot of times it's masked insecurity. We get pretty haughty. We get pretty self-righteous. We carry superiority, that we are better than everybody else. We carry that we are right. And we usually just set out to prove everyone else around us wrong. We have to do the maintenance of our own heart. We have to make sure that we do not become comfortable and complacent. We have to depend on God every day of our lives. And if we don't need to depend on Him for provision and food and shelter, then that's fantastic. But can we be humble enough to admit we need You every day, God? We need Your mercy every day. God, we need Your grace every day. We need to know that despite our downfalls, You love us. And maybe it's true that You need to know that we love You every day of our lives. We love You, God. We can't just love You when we need something from You. We can't just love You and worship You and bow down at Your feet when we demand our spiritual authority, as we declare what is ours and just wait for You to deliver it. That's nothing more than entitlement. God, we need You. We need the compassion, the grace, justice, mercy. Mercy cannot come until justice comes first. We surrender our pride. We surrender our ways. And we reach for You. Help us to remember this every day of our lives. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. Take a look around if you have not. That's the free app. You can download it if you have not. Let's talk about walking. Let's talk about the walk. I like that. Let's talk. Let's walk and not talk. We gotta walk more than we talk. That's a message for life. All right, the Daily Audio Bible annual anniversary holiday, the long walk, that is coming up July the 7th. Get alone with God. You can do this individually, but you will do this also globally, in community with people all over the world who participate. It's such a beautiful thing knowing that we are connecting our hearts, sometimes in silence, sometimes in prayer, sometimes in words. And we do this with the intention to just connect to our Creator. There's no better way to do that than in His creation. So we're going to walk. We're going to walk together. And it's going to be such an amazing thing. We will do a social media post on Daily Audio Bible official Facebook page. And then you can post where you're from, where you're walking, where you're going, the pictures, what God spoke, whatever you would like to share with the community. It's such a beautiful thing to see people in your backyard that you didn't even know and connect. And do that because of the word of God. So amazing. So that's coming up just a few days away, July the 7th. Mark your calendars. If you would like to partner with us here at the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We cannot do this without you. And we are really, really grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share with the community what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or again, utilizing that app, hit the red circle hotline button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Humbly, truly, gratefully, we'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hello, my people. My name is Freddie. This is my second time calling. I'm just calling to ask anybody for prayer. Prayer healing. I have so much health issues. My liver is damaged. My lungs are damaged. And now my kidneys. I know the Lord could heal me. I just ask for prayer, my people. Prayer and strength to move on forward. I feel sometimes like I can't do it no more. And I just need the strength to move on till the day the Lord has for me. So please, I'm asking everybody for prayer of healing and strength. Thank you.
This message is for Renee in South Africa. Renee, I just want to encourage you on the strength and courage that you have to leave that abusive relationship. The fact that you've already done that shows that you already have the strength and courage. Don't let the enemy tell you anything different. Continue to move forward, and with God's grace and mercy, He will guide you and help you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just calling and just ask for your prayers. My friend who wants to know God and wants to honor Him with her life, but doesn't have much of a church background, has just always prayed to God but never really studied the Bible. Anyway, she sent me a video or a picture from a TikTok thing that said this is why this person was afraid of religion, and it has every verse in the Bible that says something about killing people. I thank you, Brian and Jill, for your background and help because of the commentary you guys have given, but she asked me to explain this to her. So I just ask that you guys would pray for godly wisdom for me as I decide how to tackle this task of explaining the commands and the laws and the context in which they are written and the context in which what Jesus brings to the table. I know I can only do this through the help of the Holy Spirit because I do not have this kind of knowledge or wisdom on my own. I just pray that you would help. Just pray for me as God just kind of directs me on how to tackle this and explain to her, and that you would pray for her, that she would have an open heart and mind to hear, and that this would draw her closer to God and not push her farther away from Him. Thank you so much for your prayers. Love you guys. Thank you again, Brian and Jill, for this app. I'm definitely going to point her your way. No pressure, guys. But I just thank you for what you've given us that helps me as well as the Holy Spirit in tackling this for her.